country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. The show is live, originating here, for me, in North Dakota, the Republic Broadcasting Network, headquartered in Austin, Texas, bringing it all to you. And wherever you are, I hope you'll enjoy the show, and I hope some of you will participate with a phone call, 800-313-9443, 800-313, as ever, 9443. Well, let's see, what could we get your thinking started with tonight? I wouldn't call it that big a news item. It's actually, what would you call it? It's a nothing burger news item. Rod Rosenstein getting up and indicating that there are indictments against 13 Russians and three Russian organizations filed by Robert Mueller. Well, I think, you know, the short executive summary, what's the takeaway from this? Nothing burger. The Mueller investigation ain't got nothing. Nothing there. Waste of money, waste of time. So let's get this thing wrapped up, Mr. Mueller. it's embarrassing. Actually, this is embarrassing for Russia. If the way this is sketched out is actually what the Russian government or its operatives were doing, making posts on social media, I mean, that's interference in the American election? That's a threat to America? Really? what a non-event. Be interesting to see what the budget of these 13 guys or gals, what their budget was, what the scale of all of this was. was it more than $100,000? Was it more than $1 million? Robert Mueller has spent, well, it'll be even more interesting to see how much money will Robert Mueller burn through with his very high-priced, fancy attorneys in his special counsel office. Anyway, so that was the sound of one hand clapping today. There's nothing there. Thank you, Rod Rosenstein. Here, let's listen to his mealy-mouthed voice here, talking about this. Where is he? Here he is. A lot of you have probably already heard this, so I won't play much of it.
District of Columbia today returned an indictment presented by the Special Counsel's Office. The indictment charges 13 Russian nationals and three Russian companies for committing federal crimes while seeking to interfere in the United States political system, including the 2016 presidential election, with the stated goal of spreading distrust towards the candidates and the political system in general. Now, there is no allegation in this indictment that any American was a knowing participant in this illegal activity.
Important.
There is no allegation in the indictment that the charged conduct altered the outcome of the 2016 election.
In other words, a rocking news day here in Washington.
In other words, none of this has anything to do with Donald Trump. Nothing to do with Donald Trump. Donald Trump being proved right yet again. No collusion, nothing there. It's all a witch hunt. And also, interestingly, think about it, folks. Correct me if I'm wrong, if any of you out there have better information than I do. These 13 Russians are not even in America. I believe they're in Russia. So this is a indictment, I think, that will have no particular outcome. Are they going to try these guys in absentia? Are they going to be not present at their own trials? They're going to stay in Russia. They're not coming. They're not going to fly to Washington to have an indictment and a trial. So
that'd be crazy.
Yeah, it may end right there. And that's folks. Welcome to Paul Fromm, who just joins us. Hi, Paul. Oops, we just lost Paul. Those Russians are they were hacking Paul there. They cut his signal off. Oh, here he comes back. Hey, Paul.
I'm back.
Oh, those Russians were hacking your signal, Paul.
I think it's probably Chinese.
yeah, probably. But, you know, Paul, what I was saying just before you came on is that, you know, the matter of scale is important here. For 13 Russian, sounds like idiots, to be posting chaotic messages going this way and going that way on social media. Folks, with the flood of social media in America, how would 13 guys, you know, typing, you know, doing individual keystrokes? These are guys who, you know, don't even speak English natively, so they're probably struggling with their keyboards, trying to sound like Americans. We're told that's what they did. They stole some American IDs, forged some American ID, just like all the illegals that are here, by the millions and tens of millions. So these 13 guys also probably went down like all the illegals. Go down to the corner with $50 in cash, and you can get yourself a California driver's license and a Social Security card for an extra $15. So they're typing away, trying to sound like Americans. Anybody that met them, they presented themselves as Americans. So nobody in the Trump campaign or anybody else had any idea that they were dealing with Russians. This is not even alleged in the indictment. And then they just, you know, badmouth this candidate and badmouth that candidate, organize some rally. When we say rallies, folks, are we talking about like the 35,000 person rallies of Donald Trump? No. One of their rallies involved hiring someone to stand outside the White House gates with a sign.
Wow.
And I think, yeah. And I mean, this is pretty. Oh, this was when Obama was president, standing outside the White House with a sign that said, Happy Birthday.
What's even the point of that?
Yeah, well, that's pretty serious. That's interfering with American elections, Paul.
It is?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, who knows what could have come from that? A guy standing outside the fence saying, Happy Birthday. you better haul that guy in. But that's
saying happy birthday to Obama. Let's see, how does that help the Republicans or Donald Trump? There's a concept in law, James, called de minimis, which means the law does not concern itself with trifles. And this strikes me as a real trifle. What's the story here?
Yeah. Yeah, it's horrible, folks. And now maybe, it's a nothing burger. And so that bears out what our president has been saying for his entire first year in office and what patriots have been saying, that Mueller ain't got nothing, and that these $1,000 an hour attorneys that he's hired and these hitmen, these Doberman pinchers that he has in his attack team, there is no point for them to be there. And, you know, I'll tell you what, Paul, there is a, you know, just as there's a benefit to something like this, to this severe beating that they attempted to administer to Donald Trump, just like his health exam with this great Navy Admiral doctor who subjected him to a very thorough test. And Donald Trump himself said, hey, throw in the mental test. I want the mental test, too. And Donald Trump came out with flying colors. Well, guess what, folks? He's coming out with flying. I don't want to compare that great admiral who's a Navy doctor. I don't want to, who's President Trump's doctor now and was Obama's doctor. and Bush's doctor. I don't want to compare him to the scoundrel Robert Mueller, but Mueller, he came in there and he Donald Trump said, you know, hit me with your best shot. You know, hit me again. Nothing. It's no effect. Robert Mueller has got nothing. So Donald Trump subjected to all of this scrutiny. There is nothing there. That, Paul, that serves the good purpose of laying this all to rest. The left wing, the commies, can shut up now. And Robert Mueller did his best to do his worst, folks, and he couldn't come up with anything. So, folks, there's nothing there. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I it's like we're in two different universes. Having listened to the nonstop vomit on CNN, you would have thought that those charges were the most important thing in ages. And yet,
Friday, let's bring in our panel.
Yes, go ahead.
But when you listen to it a bit more closely, it turns out they're all Russians. They're in Russia. They'll obviously never stand trial in the United States. As you say, it's a big nothing burger. But boy, they're trying to spin it as really serious stuff, and even though they do admit that there is no connection with the Trump campaign or any American. No American knowingly, even according to the accusers, colluded. So with the Russians, whatever that meant.
Yes. Think about it, folks. None of us Americans had any idea we're even dealing with Russians. People pretending to be Americans with American driver's licenses. And they set up one of the things they did, according to this indictment, 32 pages or something like this, that cost you, the taxpayer, probably tens of millions of dollars. They set up American servers, American websites and accounts so that they're base in Russia would not be detectable. And I think the thing's laughable. I would say the people who were engaged in this, the Russians, probably viewed this as a job. I would guess on a typical day doing this. And by the way, it goes back to 2014. Donald Trump came down the escalator in July of 2015. These guys were in place and running their operation in 2014, according to the indictment. So it even predates even the faintest hint that Donald Trump, no one had any idea he would run. So I think for them, Paul, a typical day involved some vodka, a little bit of vodka, and collecting your paycheck. And
a little too much vodka.
Yeah, and that's it. And a laughable disinformation campaign, whatever you want to call it, a joke. Stupid, incompetent, and pointless. And frankly, if you want to waste money, well, it'll be interesting to see what their budget was, because it's just a pimple on the butt of the internet. There's nothing there. I think that's the way it's going to be taken. Let's see if we can get some more. Here's Rod Rosenstein again, and he's looking pretty bad here. This is all they've got. Here, I'll get back to Rosenstein. Here he comes. Okay, Rod, take it away, Rod.
The defendants allegedly staged rallies to support the president-elect while simultaneously staging rallies to protest his election. For example, the defendants organized one rally to support the president-elect and another rally to oppose him, both in New York on the same day.
Both in New York on the same day,
Byron. This sounds like the gang that couldn't shoot straight.
Yeah.
Assuming it's even the same thing. Yeah, you know, I know people who are passionately interested in French politics. They're Canadian, and they speak French, and they'll get onto French social media sites, and they'll make comments and so on and so on. And what does that prove? It just proves that somebody's got an interest, for whatever reasons. I'm not sure that this even represents an effort by Russian intelligence. And if it is, the people in charge should be fired.
It's an embarrassment. This is an embarrassment for Russian intelligence. And
if it's even them.
Yeah, if it is even them, correct. the
The fact is, they are pros.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not always effective, but you know, come on, the people that that you know follow Putin can sure do better than this.
Yes, James Bond would be embarrassed.
Yeah. He's embarrassed to write such a nothing plot.
Yeah, exactly. So here is how Breitbart covers it. One of their impressions: far from building the case for collusion, the indictment of Russian nationals and entities for alleged interference in the 2016 presidential elections documents a narrative that is far different from Donald Trump's presidential campaign knowingly conspiring with Russia. Let's skip down here. 37-page indictment. The Russian nationals impersonated American grassroots activists. But by the way, some of the grassroots that they impersonated were Black Lives Matter. Where does that one go? They were pretending to be Black Lives Matter. It's probably pretty hard for some blue-eyed blonde Ruskies.
In a heavy Russian accent, I'm Tyrone from the hood, bro.
I'm down with you, Shanisha. Yeah.
Yeah. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Here's a comment from a Canadian. Actually, I work closely with him. He's one of our free speech cases, Dr. James Sears. And he says, so I guess when the U.S. interferes in the Russian elections or funds the overthrow of the duly elected government of the Ukraine, it's called what? I think it's an interesting thought. I mean, we need some perspective here.
Yeah. And of course, folks, the CIA and whoever else was engaged in these things, they are, you know, the numbers thrown around are hundreds of millions of dollars, suitcases, plane loads of money distributed to various political operatives in different countries from Iraq to Ukraine. And actual suitcases and truckloads of $100 bills strapped on pallets, disappearing. There was one famous one, a pallet of $1 billion. That's right, $1 billion pallet that disappeared in Baghdad.
it's sad that in many places we have to buy our allies.
Okay, but Paul, can you imagine it? Picture this. A big American cargo plane, Air Force plane, flies in with a pallet that contains brand new $100 bills strapped down, packaged on that pallet, has to be picked up by a heavy forklift. And that pallet disappeared. $1 billion. And Russia, folks, is strapped. The Russian economy, I believe it's one-tenth the size of the Chinese economy. Russia doesn't have any money. It's flat on its back, folks, and that's not good news for white folks. That's bad news.
And, of course, there's been a huge tumble in oil prices in the last 3.5 years. They have rebounded a little, but 4 years ago, oil was $104 a barrel. It tumbled to 27. I think it's now up in the 50s, but that's real money that lots of people are losing, but Russia in particular, they took a big hit.
Yes, and how much sleep do you lose if somebody said to you, Emmanuel Macron and the French are trying to interfere in American elections? How much sleep would you lose over that? Well, folks, the French economy is bigger than the Russian economy. You didn't know that. We still have the impression from the days of the USSR when it wasn't that powerful, but the USSR was bigger. Not a real big threat now.
Really? No.
Not at all. And we'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back, folks. We're talking about this laughable 37-page indictment. And it's good news for us, folks. It's all around good news in every which way. Russia, let's talk about that so-called threat of Russia. The per capita nominal gross domestic product... I'm going to try to find Russia's here to show you how implausible it is to think that Russia would actually seriously interfere through social media with an American election and how insignificant it would have to be if it did even occur. This is going to be tricky here. I have to try to find Russia on this list you have nations like with the individual per capita, a country like Norway, $73,000, Switzerland, $80,000. Luxembourg's actually at the top with $107,000. Ireland, Paul, is in great shape, $68,000 per capita. Right up there with Iceland at $73,000. And we in the United States, for your benchmark there, folks, the land you know, $59,000 is the per capita nominal GDP here in the United States. Right ahead of Denmark at 56, Australia at 56, Sweden at 53. That's our world. That's the world, of course, all these third world people want to invade. I wonder why. Netherlands, 48. Austria, 46. These are interesting numbers. Canada, Paul, $45,000. So a little bit lower income in Canada, but you're ahead of Germany at 44,000. So well done to Canada. Belgium, 43. New Zealand, 41. Israel, $39,000 per capita. France, 39,000. Okay, let's go to Russia. Well, let's try to find Russia. Slovenia, Melania's nation, 23,000. Of course, she's an American, but her native land, $23,000. Saudi Arabia, $20,000. Keep going down here. Let's see. Let's go to Latvia and Lithuania, $15,000. That's right down there with Panama at $14,000. Hungary, we talked about Hungary yesterday, Paul. Great news where Viktor Orban's government has a bill before the Hungarian parliament to ban outside groups who want to propagandize for immigration invasion, like George Soros, himself a Hungarian. They're targeting George Soros and outsiders who want to make Hungary not Hungarian. But folks, let's look at Hungary's situation. Their per capita income is only $13,000 a year. And right next to them, paired with them, matching Poland, only $13,000 a year. So one of the reasons, Paul, that these two nations have had less of an invasion by the third world is their lower income. If you're a third worlder, do you want to smuggle your way into Hungary at $13,000, Poland at $13,000, or Tom Sunik's Croatia at $12,000? Or would you rather get into Sweden with an income of $53,000? Or Germany? Those are their top two targets, Germany and Sweden. Germany with $44,000. Of course, there are some others here with even higher incomes, but they're harder to get into. Let's try to find Russia, this threat to us. Where is this threat? They're below Lebanon, $11,000.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I'm going to find them here. They're got to be below Mexico at $9,000 per capita. That's one that's pertinent to us, $9,000. Mexico, the average Mexican, folks, makes about as much money as a Hungarian or a Pole. There's nothing wrong with sending Mexicans back to Mexico. That'd be like saying, oh, it's cruel to send Poles back to Poland. No, that's where they want to be. But let's keep going down. China, $8,000 for the average Chinese slave. Go down a little further here. I'm not seeing Russia. Cambodia. Nope, that's not Cambodia. That's Colombia. Sorry, $6,000. Got to get new glasses. Okay, here we go. Part of the former USSR, Belarus. Belarus.
The swing of things with Voltaire and extra strength.
That's all right. Belarus, folks, $5,000.
I'm doing just fine.
Kill that speaker! Kill it! I love those movies where the speaker goes off and the solution is a screwdriver through the speaker cone. Okay, let's keep going down. Iran, $5,000 a year, living in that paradise. Keep going down. Iraq. Iraqis are making $4,900 a year per capita. Oh, let's keep going south. Albania, $4,500. Angola, $4,400. Now, folks, I'm afraid to look down the list here. Is Russia below Angola?
No, that wouldn't be possible.
You don't think it's possible? Let me keep going. I'm just going down.
On the other hand, they have huge oil wealth. It is possible.
We're gonna find it here, folks. I'll find it during the break, and I'll come right back to you with it. I think I just found it. We'll see you in a minute. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say. So sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you lying so and so.
You lying so and so.
I'm gonna stand up and say so.
I found Russia, Paul, and here it is on the list of nations, list of countries by income. And this, you know, they say, you know, follow the money. Well, it's a good way to analyze a lot of things. Russia has a per capita national income of right ahead of Brazil. $10,248 a year.
How
so
much?
That's what it's $10,000 bucks. Less than a quarter of Canada's per capita income. And that's just a few dollars ahead of Brazil, also at $10,000. And just behind Lebanon. The Lebanese are doing better than the Russians. $11,683 if you live in Lebanon. You wouldn't have thought that, would you?
No, especially as Lebanon really doesn't have any resources. You know, not like the oil that Russia has. During the break, CNN informed me that this is one of the more brilliant actions by Russian intelligence, and that there they were backing both parties, and how very clever this was. You know, when you look at the bigger picture, you just shake your head. What are they babbling about?
Yeah, exactly. I like that, Paul. And it's that, you know, hey, be thankful, folks. You're not a constipated news network host. Imagine how painful it is. I like the way it's characterized. Or any of these other controlled news networks. Imagine how hard it is to read with a straight face the garbage that they put out. They're going to have to somehow spin this thing, this turkey for them, that all this year, for a year, they've been screaming about Russiagate, Trump with the Russians, undermining America, colluding with the Russians, Donald and Vladimir sitting in a tree, KISSING. First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes Junior in a baby carriage. A love affair between Putin and Trump that never existed, and a relationship between Trump's patriotic revolution and the Russian government that never existed. It's all a giant hoax, and we're learning. Now let's connect this back to FBI Gate. We learned that Sidney Blumenthal and Hillary Clinton's operatives were contriving the fake dossier information, feeding it to a complicit, corrupt, left-wing Alinskyite FBI top echelon and State Department top echelon, which was colluding. They were colluding with the New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN. And all of this actually happening. There was, in fact, a great collusion, a great deal of crime. And that's the story, of course, that we're covering on this show centermost. We're covering that story in recent weeks, and we'll continue because that's the big story. That's history unfolding as the corruption at the top of the FBI and the Justice Department is rooted out. And here's the good news. The rot is traced all the way up to its origins at the top. Operators like Clinton and Obama at the head of this coup against you, this takeover of America by an Alinskyite communist cadre. And if they had secured their stranglehold on the only agency in the federal government, or the most prominent one, that can kick in your door at 4 a.m. and come in firing, that would Paul, we're talking about the Lubyanka and Lavrenti Beria at that point.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they were there, folks. They had, and we would never have learned any of this, none of it, if Hillary had been elected, which we came within a gnat's eyelash of seeing. All it took was about 100,000 votes to go the other way in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, just 100,000 votes. And Hillary, what first thing she would do when she walked into the White House, when she took over, Susan Rice would be there in her office, not formulating a cover your ass, get out of jail memo, email to herself. Susan Rice would have been in her office on January 20th at noon and give a big hug to Hillary and a big kiss. And here we go. Nothing that Susan Rice needs to cover up at this point, because there would be no investigation. Go ahead, Paul.
And Mrs. Wiener, man, Huma Abedin, a strong lobbyist for radical Muslim interests, would be right at her side. Boy, that would make America worse again, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
By you know, really just a stroke of good luck and the genius of Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's the closest of calls.
In our lifetime.
Yeah. Well, and then we got another one coming up. And so all of this is very important to line things up prior to 2020, because it's not, you know, this is the edge of the precipice that we're on, folks. This is the demographic turning point that Paul talks about so much, where we as Europeans in America and Paul's kinsmen as Europeans in Canada are on the edge of becoming a minority if we don't change the way we're doing business, if we don't secure our borders, if we don't stop the as we said yesterday in the show, the utterly needless immigration invasion. There's no need. Why immigration? There is no need for immigration. Where is it written? Part of being a nation is you have to have a robust immigration going. Get that immigration going. Why?
This is one of the delusions that's being sold to an awful lot of people by the cultural Marxists, and something we have to roll back.
Now, today, we're not going to cover this story because it takes us away from the really essential matter of history. But the shooting in Florida, not a good day for the FBI. I'll just do this minimal coverage of it. The FBI was informed that this crazed individual, probably on these drugs that are being administered to our children in our schools, that needs to stop right now. When I was in high school and Paul was in high school, were there kids in our classes taking drugs?
No.
Forget about it. Not only were there not, I never heard of such a thing. I never heard anybody ever mention in high school, I graduated in 65, that they were taking drugs or that there was a nurse in an office with a locked cabinet full of high-powered drugs that they were administering to children. What in the world is this all about? And these crazed shooters, there's a really strong pattern. It's very obvious. It's almost, you can almost assume. A shooter? Oh, okay. What was he on? You know, I think one of the famous ones they're using on kids is Ritalin. And apparently, these psychoactive drugs are so powerful, they can turn somebody into a near zombie. Who loses social control, who loses conscience, who becomes an unfeeling person who can become a killer. Oh, sorry. The engineer's pointing out we've got callers here. None of them on Ritalin.
Okay. I hope not.
That's one of our provisos here in the show, folks. No Ritalin.
No Ritalin. Just before we go to the callers, just quickly, I've only read a little bit about this shooter, but the drug connection, prescription drug connection, is eerily reminiscent of Dylann Roof. Dylann Roof, who shot up the Negroes in that church in Charleston, had no political history, wasn't interested in politics, even had black friends, and then suddenly goes through a big change. And only Alex Jones has reported this, but a couple months before the shooting, he was picked up by the police and found in possession of a drug that is sometimes used as a anti-addiction drug, but it has many weird side effects, including violence and delusional behavior, which is basically what Dylann Roof was guilty of. This wasn't ideological or a cause. This was just plain bouncing off the wall crazy, and it was because of drugs.
This is part of, you know, one of the things that we as patriots can set out as a mission to combat, and Donald Trump has certainly shown he's headed in this direction. Let's stop this dispensing of drugs in our schools. Let's stop the drugging of our children.
Yeah.
Donald Trump's just the man who could do it. Let's go to some callers here. We've got a bunch of them. Let's start with I'll give you the list, callers. Tom in Florida, Murr in Wisconsin, John in Missouri, and John in Kentucky. Let us start with Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on the air.
Yeah, James?
Yes.
Yes, great show. I want to talk about the immigration situation. This Schumer and all these Democrats, the modus of operandi they're pulling on the American public is disgraceful. And they're only looking out for these, they're more concerned with the illegal aliens getting all these freebies and everything. And then you got America's James still, Trump's doing great with the economy. There's still people are hurting and Americans are hurting, and it's the media and all these complacent, filthy Democrats. They just want to destroy the United States. That's the bottom alternative.
Yes, and Donald Trump is making it clear that when Chuck Schumer, every 100,000 illegals or legal third world immigrants that Chuck Schumer can bring in, He just brought in, you know, just round off the numbers here, he brought in 100,000 votes for Chuck Schumer. That's the way it's going to work. He's just, you know, talk about packing the election. There, all these third worlders are going to vote in a like a 80 to 90% ratio. They're going to vote for Democrats. So this is so obviously corrupt. Go ahead, Tom.
No, James, you're absolutely correct. There you hit the bingo. It's, you just call bingo out because it's exactly what these Demorats and these Democrats, and then the rhinos are complacent in all this, James. This is this unbelievable situation that's been going on for all these years since the 1965 Immigration Act with Ted Kennedy. By the way, they got a movie coming out next week. I believe Chappaquiddick, a couple of weeks, is coming out about the Kennedy clan. So that will be interesting to see what happens with that. But, yeah, this is nothing
the
but
lifeguard,
about the Democrats.
The famous lifeguard of Chappaquiddick. Oh boy,
you're right on, James. Right on.
You know, and oh, you know what? That's a good illustration of the power of the media. Ted Kennedy. You know, I mean, we're not going to go through the details. Hopefully, all of you have been well versed in this. But how did Ted Kennedy manage to get reelected? I forget how many times, but in the state of Massachusetts, he was reelected, the original Patriot State, the original Pilgrim State. He managed to get reelected, I think, half a dozen times, was in there for half a century as a U.S. Senator, after he leaves a young girl in her early 20s, I think, Mary Jo Kopechne, beautiful girl that he was obviously cavorting with his other political friends there. He sends his car off the bridge.
I guess he's drunk.
Goes into the drunk, may have had his lights off because he's hiding, because he's sneaking a girl in or out of wherever he's going. And he's only like a block away from a fire station where there are phones and rescue people and the whole thing. Very close. And there's a red light on the station that's very visible to somebody who, as he did, the water sinks in very shallow water. Doesn't go down 10 feet or anything. I think part of the car was actually sticking up out of the water, but it's shallow water.
Correct.
And I think it was upside down. I'm not sure. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe it wasn't upside down. But it's been too many years for me. But Mary Jo Kopechne, the lifeguard of Chappaquiddick, gets himself out of the car, comes to the surface, and then now he's out of the water, crawls out. He's looking down at his own car there in the Chappaquiddick. And this poor girl, this poor abused girl, is in that car alive, and he knows it. He knows she wasn't hurt in the crash because she just rolled off the bridge. She's alive in that car. She's breathing. It turns out later when she was found, they saw that she was clawing for air, breathing air in the air pocket in the car. It's pitch black down there in the water. She has no idea what to do. The water is cold. She's panicking, of course. But she's breathing air. She's probably alive for some time, maybe an hour, maybe longer. She died of asphyxiation down there at the bottom of that water. And Ted Kennedy, this Democrat, this Chuck Schumer, this Hillary Clinton type of person, this is a type of person, folks, walks away from that, walks past the fire station, walks all the way over to the a crossing where he can cross back to the mainland. And by swimming, avoids the ferry so that no one will see him on the ferry, all wet. And so they won't ask him what he's doing there. He swims across the water, goes back to his room on the other side. And then only in the morning, he finally calls somebody or tells somebody, or maybe the car was found. But I mean, this guy's a killer. He's a murderer. The question is this: how did this guy retain his seat in the Senate? One answer. It's a very simple answer. And Donald Trump has exposed this answer. The media, a controlled media, can apparently make a population believe anything. They can make them reelect an animal, a monster, a guy who should have been put in jail for murder, who should still be in jail. Well, no, he should be dead, but he should have been in prison for his whole life. And never, I mean, what does that teach us, folks? Is it that Ted Kennedy's a criminal? No, it teaches us something much, much worse. It's that our media, which was able to control our minds in Massachusetts, good people in Massachusetts, they're not weirdos that live in Massachusetts. They voted in Ted Kennedy again and again because a controlling 1984, Ministry of Truth, that Orwell predicted, was able to induce them to think this guy was a champion and he was a hero, and they needed to vote him back into the Senate again and again. That was a lesson. Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
In terms of immigration and white rights, he even betrayed his own Irish people in Massachusetts. He brought in massive immigration and massive integration and busing. The people, you know, to some degree, deserve a certain amount of blame for overlooking this. And just maybe a similar.
Yeah, we've got a little break here, Paul. We'll pick right up, back up on your point. Then I'm going to do a rapid fire, Murr, John, and John, right after the break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com. Extend your life.
When this war is over, it will be but a day. When this war is over, it will be a day.
We're back, folks. And we'll try to close out a few topics we opened here, but let's quickly go to our callers. Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, give us a quick point, please.
Hi.
Hi, Murr.
I've got some really good news. Today is, I'll read this, it's a couple lines from the White House. The American people join with those in Asia and around the world in welcoming the Year of the Dog. According to tradition, the dog represents qualities such as honesty, reliability, and sincerity, these are virtues that all Americans celebrate and hold dear. Indeed, they underlie the strength and prosperity of our nation and guide our relations with our neighbors, friends, and partners. Today and every day, we redouble our commitment to maintaining
these values. That's a good announcement.
Listen.
What's good about it, though, Mer?
Can I tell you this?
Yeah, but Barry, you're reading a press release.
This is the last word I wanted to read in all that we do. I told you. Okay.
Barron Trump,
President Trump, and Melania Trump are all born in the year of the dog.
Oh, okay. Well,
this
all right.
Very
well,
special.
We'll take that as good news.
The Chinese.
Yeah. The Chinese would pay more attention to that than we would. Murr, thank you.
I guess that is good news.
All righty, let's go to John in Missouri. John, you're on the air. John, you're on the air. Well, let's go to John in Kentucky. John in Kentucky, you're on the air.
I heard you talking about the deep state rot, and someone said it's actually gangrene.
Yes.
I think that's a much better term, gangrene, because it putrefies and kills the tissue, and it expands, and that's what's going on with the deep state. And we just need a specialist. I heard on the radio today about a prosecutor that wants to do the excision of the gangrene. His name is Larry Klayman, and he was the person, along with Tom Fitton, that formed Judicial Watch. He knows all about the rot. And so he has, you know, I'm just trying to say, if you Google him, he has a website, something to do with freedom or liberty, but I don't remember the exact website. But if you Google his name, you'll probably get there. In any case, I just wanted to let you know that there is a guy that Larry Klayman, it's K-L-A-Y-M-A-N, that wants to be special prosecutor. So maybe we could ask
Trump. And he's qualified. Yes, he's qualified.
Yeah, qualified because he was actually one of the moderators of the Thompson hearings. Do you remember what those were about?
Well, we can't go into that, but Larry Klayman, one of the founders of Judicial Watch, very, very good choice as a very outside special prosecutor. It's just what we need, John.
He's actually soliciting the position.
Okay, I can hear the dogs barking. The dogs are barking. They're on our heels. We got to get out of here. The music's coming. We'll see you all again on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. See you then.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.